Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 258. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 258. Let me remember that my goal is God. All that is needful is to train our minds to overlook all little, senseless aims, and to remember that our goal is God. His memory is hidden in our minds, obscured only by our pointless little goals, which offer nothing and do not exist. Shall we continue to allow God's grace to shine in unawareness, while the toys and trinkets of the world are sought instead? God is our only goal, our only love. We have no aim but to remember Him. Father, our goal is but to follow in the way that leads to You. We have no goal but this. What could we want but to remember You? What could we seek but our true identity? Amen. As I contemplate this lesson, the line where it says, His memory is hidden in our minds, and it reminds me of something that Jesus wrote in the text, chapter 21. He writes this, he says, "Listen and try to think if you remember what we will speak of now." Listen. Perhaps you catch a hint of an ancient state, not quite forgotten. Dim, perhaps, and yet not altogether unfamiliar. Like a song whose name is long forgotten, and the circumstances in which you heard completely unremembered. Not the whole song has stayed with you, but just a little wisp of melody, attached not to a person or a place or anything particular, but you remember from just this little part, how lovely was the song, how wonderful the setting where you heard it, and how you loved those who were there and listened with you. The notes are nothing, yet you have kept them with you, not for themselves, but as a soft reminder of what would make you weep if you remembered how dear it was to you. You could remember, yet you are afraid. Believing you would lose the world you learned since then. And yet you know that nothing in this world you learned is half so dear as this. Listen. And see if you remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody you taught yourself to cherish since. Let me remember that my goal is God. This lesson says his memory is hidden in our minds, obscured only by our pointless little goals which offer nothing and do not exist. Shall we continue to allow God's grace to shine in unawareness? Shall we continue to be unaware of God's grace shining all around us, while the trinkets and toys of the world are sought instead? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to listen to that ancient song, the wisps of the melody. Help me to be aware of those wisps, those holy instants, that occur during the day. Help me to remember my goal is God, is happiness, is truth. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, taking some deep breaths, allowing the breath to flow in and flow out, simply observing. Starting to turn inwards, we become aware of the body sensations. What am I feeling in the body right now? What am I hearing with the ears? Feeling on the skin. Not thinking about these sensations, just noticing them and allowing them to be just as they are. Being aware of what thoughts are going across the mind, and again, not attaching to them, simply allowing them, noticing that they aren't me, they're simply thoughts. And letting go of any emotion that might be there, recognizing it allowing it to be and letting it go. Letting all that just be there, just as it is, not fixing it or changing it, not attaching to it, telling stories about it, simply letting it be. And if none of this mattered, how would it feel? And we listen. Not to the body, the thoughts, the emotions. We listen from a place of stillness. A place before the trinkets of the world. The body, the thoughts, the emotions. Sinking deeper and deeper into the stillness. Sinking deeper and deeper. Into the wisps of the melody of our truth. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me today and sinking deeply into the melody of God. Namaste.